Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the May 2022 Home Education Conference held in Orem, Utah.
Hello, everybody. So, my name's Eric. My wife, Natalie, here. Somehow got me roped into this. I enjoy growing hydroponic lettuce during the winter. And a few years ago, we'd go to some primitive skills gatherings. And a few years ago, I started teaching a class there. And it became a hit. So here I am. What got me into this was when we plant a garden. And we do great, we get it in, everything starts coming up, then summer comes and everything gets busy, and weeds take over everything. It's a fight to get kids to want to go out and weed, nobody wants to. Lettuce bolts, you get two or three salads, and then the next thing you know, the lettuce is bolted, and you look at all the time you spent, and you're thinking, was it worth it? And then wintertime comes, and you want lettuce in your home more, and per pound, it's more expensive than meat. I had heard about it from a podcast I listened to. It's where I first heard about it, then started looking into it. Instead of just hydroponic, this way I grow is called Kratky Hydroponics. It was a professor in University of Hawaii is the one that came up with it, and it's hydroponics without any kind of pump or electrical inputs. So these are the first tubs I used. You could do it with anything. What I find works best for me is 3 gallon, those yellow ones, that's what I currently use, are these. So just buy them from Walmart, they're cheap. The idea behind it, you drill some holes in the lid, and there's these little net cups that you can buy. I have links here, papers here. Here, maybe I'll pass them out right now. Will you pass those out? Yep. So, and if you want, there's the links, and if you want, I could get her email address, and I could email it to you afterwards, too. Pick these off Amazon, a package of 50 of them, it's a couple dollars. I think it was like 20 bucks for a package of 50, and they last they don't really break. I've gone through, and I've trimmed out half of them in between every hole.
You have one right here that didn't have it.
Okay, so here's the way they come. I go in and I trim out half of the support structure through them. The reason I do that is so if I decide I want to transplant that plant out to my yard, if I try pulling a plant out of here, all the roots get torn off. Not quite as many get torn off through this. It makes it easier for transplanting. Yeah, and you're welcome to come up, take pictures of anything, anytime. So, the idea here is you take some water solution with water and just some nutrients, mix it up, and put it in a container so the water is just barely touching the bottom of this pot. And then you plant your seed. You plant your seed in the cup. Here's one that's just barely germinated. So this is what I call one day, day one. Depending on the seed, it takes 2 to 5 days to germinate. When I keep track of it, I go from the day it germinates, because that's the day I stick it under grow lights. Before that, it's not on a shelf, not in grow lights. But as you put it in a grow media and you put your seed in there, the water is right to the bottom of that cup, so water will absorb through the grow media to keep it moist. As the plant grows and it uses the water level will drop, and the roots that are exposed to air will air prune off, and they become air roots, and they'll start taking in air, where the roots that are still in the water will keep absorbing the water and the nutrients. What I found is with the 3-gallon container, I can't quite go to 3 gallons because there's holes for the handle, so I go just below that mark. My water level's about right here. So it's a little over 2.5 gallons that I put in there. That for 4 lettuce plants, lettuce, chard, spinach, that By the time the plants are ready to eat, the water's almost gone. Usually you could cut it, let them come back one time, and then the water's gone. I've got some pictures here I'll pass around of... I had some plants I was going to bring, but I decided they would be dead if they made the trip here and back home. So here's day one, and on the back it says how old it is. So, okay, so yes, there's two. When I first started, I was using rock wool. It didn't take long to realize this stuff doesn't decompose in my compost pile. And I would find it if I used it and transplanted something in my garden the next year, this was still in there. Plus the fibers of this get in your lungs. So I quit using that. I found stuff. They're rapid rooter plugs. Now you can use dirt. You could just use potting mix, peat moss, dirt. You can get the leca, the clay pebbles. They work good. We'll pass these around. When they're on sale on Amazon, the package of 50, last time I bought them, I think it was $17. And I'll cut them in half a lot of times. And then, here, we can pass those around. We'll go this way and then. I'll cut them in half to where you figure if it's 17 bucks, you cut them in half. Well, now instead of 50, you got 100. And then a lot of times I'll reuse them twice to where, to me, it's not worth messing with dirt or something else because they're cheap enough that I'm saving enough with lettuce that I'll pay it. So some of these pictures you'll see, they have the rock wool in them. And some of them have the other stuff because I changed. So that right there is 17 days after it germinated. Now, I have them on a rack with grow lights. And the grow lights are on about 15 hours a day. So the plant needs to have downtime too, so you don't want to leave lights on them all the time. So that's about 17 days. That's 7 days later, 21 days after germinating. So here's the root structure, what the roots will look like. So this is after 21 days, so after 3 weeks, that's the root structure that's in. Now, one thing you notice, all the roots are white. I mean, they're white as can be because there's no dirt there. There's no, and you're growing indoors. There's no bugs. There's no, these are different lettuces, bib lettuce. I think on these there's bib. I think we have chard, spinach. Yes, I go with leaf lettuces, romaines. As we pass these around, you'll just see, and there's dates on the back. So like this last picture is 8 days after the one before, 39 days since it germinated. And then there's a picture of a different stand that I built, but I don't like that one as much because the lights hurt your eyes. The grow lights are a pink color, but we use that one for starting, for transplanting. They go really quick. Okay. The one with the pink lights we put upstairs in an empty bedroom because it would hurt your eyes to be in there very long. The one we use all the time, it's in our front room. We put it by a south-facing window, and it just sits in the front room. And I do, because even with full sun, we live up in Tremont, and even with full sun right in front of that window, you'll notice that the plants, they'll get leggy. You'll see them growing towards the window, and they'll get long and skinny. So with having the grow lights on there, it'll keep them down shorter and gives them more light. Even with the sun, they aren't getting enough through the window. So as I mix up the water, what I do is I have and I was going to bring all the stuff, but I didn't. I use a 5-gallon bucket, and I have markings in there for each gallon, and I will mix up 4 gallons of water at a time. It won't quite do. This is about 2.5 gallons that I add to each one, and then any extra I save in another jar for use later. The nutrients that I use, because the plant needs, it gets the nutrients out of the soil. without soil, if you're just using water, you don't have a lot of nutrient in plain water. So if you just hit calcium nitrate, and then I use a master blend nutrients, master blend fertilizer, and then Epsom salt. They're natural minerals, but they are processed. I mean, they're mined and processed. So the calcium nitrate, you use 2 grams per gallon. And then it's same with the master blend fertilizer. It's 2 grams per gallon and 1 gram per gallon on the Epsom salt. Let's see, when we bought this, it was 25 pounds. It was 10 pounds of the calcium nitrate, 10 pounds of master blend, and 5 pounds of salt. I want to say it's around $60 when I looked on Amazon the other day. And this, we've been going at it for 3 years now. And I still have, I mean, I'm not even halfway through what I started with. So one-time purchase becomes almost a lifetime. So, yes. I do lettuce mainly because it's what we use the most. And during the winter, that's when we do it most, is during the winter, because then we have fresh salad all winter long. With 4 of these 3 gallon tubs, these are the first ones I used, were just Walmart plastic that I spray painted black so that algae won't grow inside it. Later on, I went with these little heavier duty ones, and I only put 4 plants in it instead of 6, because these would run out of liquid, out of the nutrients. They'd run out too before the plant was done. And then with lettuce, it's a quick growing, fast turnaround, where if you plant something like a tomato, you could do it in a 5 gallon bucket with nutrients with a tomato, but it will use the nutrients in the water before the tomato's done. So you'll have to mark a spot where, okay, when the water hits this level, I'm going to top it off, I'm going to add a little bit more. But if you add too much, all those roots that have been out of the water that have air pruned, they'll start to rot if they're submerged again. So you have to have kind of a line where you keep it. Okay, I'm going to keep it between this area once it gets there. I've seen people that have done tomatoes, and they'll set it in with pipe, and they'll plumb it around with float valves so everything stays the same level all the time. To me, it's more work than it's worth for me. We do it to save money, and because then we have it all year round. To mix the nutrients, I would get a 5 gallon bucket. I'd measure out 2 grams, so find a little, small little accurate kitchen scale, just cheap one off Amazon is all it was, and then stole a little measuring cup from my wife and a teaspoon, and then I just keep these with it so they don't make it back in the kitchen. So if I take the 4 gallons of water, 4 gallon bucket, first I'll measure in the calcium nitrate at 2 grams per gallon. So I'll do 8 grams of calcium nitrate, and then I'll add hot water to it. This one's the hardest one to absorb into the water. I'll put some hot water in there, and then once it absorbs, I stop adding water. Then I will add the master blend fertilizer, and same thing, 2 grams per gallon, so I'll add 8 grams of it. Mix it in, and then add some more hot water to mix it in, and then add the Epsom salt, just 4 grams of Epsom salt. And then mix it all up, and then dump it in, plant the plant, set it in there, set it on the shelf. I found that using warm water, using hot water, they absorb quicker, they dilute quicker, the nutrients, and then also the warmth, being down below here, the seeds germinate faster from the warm water. And then I'll set them on top of the rack where our grow lights are, so any heat from the grow lights will also help keep them warm to germinate quicker. Kratky. Yep. Kratky. We've done charred, different leafed stuff. any of the bigger stuff, tomatoes, all that stuff, I don't. A lot of people try it, but I just plant nettles in our garden. I don't like tomatoes, and it doesn't. We will transplant. Last year we did artichokes. We started this way. The picture of the tall grow tower, wherever it is with pink lights, that was all stuff that we planted to transplant into our garden. So we start this way. We started artichokes, tons of different peppers, basils. I think we did peppers. I think we did cantaloupe. We didn't do green beans. But we started all sorts of stuff in there. Anything that we thought we could transplant and pull out and move later. And with those, I did find even these rapid rooter plugs, I don't know if you felt any, they feel a little bit spongy. They will break down, but I find that later in the fall when I'm cleaning up my garden, you would still see them halfway broken. They aren't fully broken down after the summer. The next year you go out there and I can't find any remnants of them anymore. They've decomposed all the way. Well, when you put it in the dirt, it's all going to get exposed to oxygen. So it's no problems there. Here is eight. So for 4 gallons of water, that's all that I'm using for the calcium nitrate. And same with weight-wise for the master blend. So now, like, if you buy fertilizer for your yard or for trees, you know how in the bags it'll say like 10, 10, 10? Or it's the first number on that is your calcium nitrate. So this is 15.5, just straight calcium nitrates, all it is. So that first number in the fertilizer. Then the master blend has, it's a 4-18-38 with potassium and, my mind's going blank. It is. I can't remember what the other one is now. So, and then with the Epsom salt. So, we'll just dump that in, the 5 gallons, or the 4 gallons of water, measure out the master blend and the salt, dump them in, mix it up, put it in here. For seeds, we found that for our family, if we plant chard, it gets really big and pretty, and nobody likes it. We found that bib lettuce we use it a lot on sandwiches, so that's the number one thing we grow. And then romaine lettuce, we use a lot in salads. And then we'll also do spinach. So anymore, that's about all that we regularly grow are those three, because that's what we use the most. Basil did really good. We've done tons of different kinds of basil. It doesn't transplant as well as if you direct sow the basil out in the yard, in my opinion. I feel like that any advantage you get from growing it and getting it big inside, and then you take it outside and try and plant it, I feel like it offsets it, and then you don't have as big of a root system, because you lose some of it pulling it out than if you just planted it in the ground to begin with, for basil. Yeah. You have to go before the roots get too big to pull out of that pot. And even being as careful as you can, they'll twist around it, and when you pull out, you break roots off. So that's the limiting factor. I've tried even cutting more of it out on the bottom to where you can pull it out, and it'll send roots out the sides. And that's the limiting factor with transplanting it, is you have to just keep an eye on the roots. And as soon as the roots start getting to where you don't think you can pull the plant out, that's when it's like, hey, I go and transplant it. So what we do is we have four of these totes we run at a time. Every week we get to harvest one tote. So every week we are getting four plants. Typically we will have two bib lettuce and two romaine. So if you cut them and let them grow again, you could extend that and get more, but then it messed up my rotation of every week I get something new. She likes to cut them and take a little bit. I just take the whole thing at once, pull it out, and replant. So with that, we have a family of seven, and with that, it takes care of, we don't buy, when everything's going, we don't buy any lettuce.
So you
One tray a week is what we eat. Yep. So within, so every so it takes about 4 weeks to get it to where you have. Now, if you let them go a little longer, 5 would work better. I just don't have room on the shelf for 5. 4 of these will fit underneath a 4-foot grow light. We just have a 4-foot fluorescent or T5 bulb grow light. We just bought the bulbs at a garden center. Now they have like LED, the pink colored bulbs that in that picture. They're a much better grow light. They're LED off Amazon. They were, I think everything to do that whole stack, I think it was around $100. And that's a one-time purchase. They make LED lights that aren't pink, that are clear, that are a white light. I just haven't spent the money. With the 4 that we use regularly, the 1 grow light with 4 trays, it keeps us going. If you had room, if you did 5, you'd get a little bigger plants, you'd get a better yield. But we have done kale. Yeah. Yeah, in the pictures wherever they went, in some of these pictures there. So all of these here, these are 39 days after the seed germinated. So that's what we're looking at. I mean, this is my boy here. We're talking plants that are about that tall after 39 days. So the bib lettuce, is kind of like a butterhead lettuce. Works great for sandwiches. When I first started, I'd read a lot about how you had to use rainwater or reverse osmosis water, and that the minerals in the water will mess it up. I refuse to pay for water, and we don't get enough rain. So I just use tap water. I don't treat it. I don't do anything. Then I was told that I had to use an EC meter. It's checks for electrical checks for the continuity of the water. And there's a reading, you have to have a certain percent of nutrient solvent, so many parts per million, a certain dilution of nutrients. After doing it for a few months, I threw it in the box and I quit using it and decided if it works, why do anything else? Dr. Kratky, that came up with this method, he was trying to find an easy method that doesn't take any, that once you plant it, there's no work involved. You could use any kind. I mean, cottage cheese containers with a hole drilled in the top. Mason jars work really good. The cups, there's 2 different sizes of cups. The bigger cups fit perfectly in a large mouth, and those fit perfectly in a small mouth. The only issue with a mason jar is, with the lid, the ring screwed on. The only thing with a mason jar, unless you paint it or cover it, it'll start growing algae inside the water. Once I found something that worked for me, I quit looking and trying to change other things. I'd occasionally plant them in a jar just to give to a neighbor or to give to somebody. But I find that without having it in a window with lots of light or grow light, you don't get the same production. It's a lot slower. And that's one thing to keep in mind with the pictures. That is with a grow light, and that is with 15 hours of light every day. So that affects it a lot right there. No, it's, I found that with these jars, when I was using the rock wool, it fit better in that cup. So that's why I had the larger cup. Where with the grow plugs, I lost too much for evaporation. And I tried shoving 2 in there to grow 2 plants, like 1 seed in each, and you still lost a lot to evaporation. Those just fit a lot better in that smaller cup. And then typically I'll rip it in half, take a pencil, poke a small little hole in the center there, plant a few seeds. I say 1, it's a small pinch because usually there's 2 or 3, and then 2 or 3 in that side. And that's, drop them in the holes and that's it. And then it's set it on that rack, and it's, I don't do anything again with it until we I slide it down the rack until we get, till we start eating it. The rock wool, it just, it, to me, it had too many negative side effects of using it. If you use the clay leka, they're clay pebbles. They are usable infinite. You don't have to. You buy them once, you cry once, and then you can just wash them out. I'm working on a system out in my garage right now that's bigger that'll have those in it, more for growing those long-term plants. But it's going to be kind of a cross between this Kratky and regular hydroponics. There will be a pump underneath, circulate water into, there's three trays, one for just for microgreens up top, and then two growing trays that are just hydroponic grow trays. That way you can plant something that has a longer grow window, and water will flow through every hour or so. You'll have the water on for 5-10 minutes, so it'll keep flushing water through the whole system, but it won't, it'll take more maintenance. And I worry about if you have a pipe break or a pump go out, where I really like the Kratky, because it is, once it's planted and you set it up, you're done till you're ready to eat it.
And at first when we started, when we didn't know what size to, you know, like he was saying, like he's putting them in there, he would check the water to make sure it wasn't going down too fast, that we didn't need to add water because of the evaporation problem.
Yes. So. That's what we found when we were using these trays with the six plants in there, that they were using the water to where one plant would do great and stay in the water. One plant, if it was a little behind, the water would drop before its roots, so it would start losing water. With going with just four plants per tray, we haven't had that issue anymore. And then also with using the smaller cups, we don't have the evaporation problems that we were having. Now, if I have it, it gets a little too crowded when we had all six in here, and I was afraid I'd have that same problem here. Now, if the water's just evaporating, any of the minerals, the nutrients, they won't evaporate. They stay in the pan. So if it's just water evaporating, you could add more water to top it back off. You don't have to mix up the nutrient solution to top it off. Now, if they're using it and you're growing a tomato in a 5-gallon bucket, they use it down, you'll still need to add more nutrients. On that paper passed around, it talks about if you're doing a flowering plant, of increasing the amount of master blend if you're trying to get a flower. So if you're trying to grow tomatoes and you want that plant to flower, or if you're just growing flowers and want it to, then you'll need to up the master blend fertilizer to get it set on fruit. There's also one, I can't remember if the link's on there or not, but there's one that's Texas Superfood, Texas Tomato Superfood. It's a liquid nutrient that you can, it's all liquid. You don't have to mix anything. You just add it to your water. This was cheaper. That's why I went with this, because it was a lifetime supply, one-time purchase, not having to buy regularly with that. If you go on, and there are so many videos, if you go on YouTube and just look up Kratky, you can find a lot from Dr. Kratky. You'll find a couple hour-long presentations from him explaining exactly how it works. He gets into it. Once I found it and I found, hey, this works for me, I tweaked it to where it works good for me, and that's kind of where I, for us, it's like, okay, we're at where we want. We're getting the production we want. That's where I kind of quit trying to experiment with cottage cheese containers and different sizes. It was the time saver, and so that's where we're at with that.
Sorry, so for the rotation aspect, so you're planting a new one every week.
Every week.
Start one, and then the next week you start one, so that you have one ready. Is that right?
Correct.
You harvest the whole bin at once, but like throughout the week, you're harvesting a different plant.
She harvests throughout the week and tears it off little at a time. I come to replant, and I will just take scissors and cut everything and say, here it all is. She takes it all week long. I just take it. It's inside. There's no dirt. There's no bugs. There's no pesticides on it. There's no So if you get it to where the plant gets big and the water, it's usually about here for us, about this area, and you decide you want to keep growing, you could add more water to it and then let the plant keep growing, and you could get a second cutting of like romaine lettuce. It'll grow back and you can get a second cutting. The second time's not as big as the first was. You don't get as much.
And it's a different type of meat. It's different. It's a lot like, you know, when you have like lettuce and the inside of it kind of is curly. It does that on all of it, which it's not bad. It's just different. But I don't care.
So
when you say add water, you're saying with the nutrients.
When we do that, I add just straight water, because at that point the plant's already doing really well, and there's some nutrient residue. This tub here is a brand new one. It hasn't been used. If you look at the ones that get used, you start seeing a buildup inside from nutrients. So you could spray it out and spray it, and you can scrub it out. I just figure if there's a little left, I'm not. So that's where I just add straight water if I'm growing it again. It just messes up my 4-week rotation. That's the main reason I don't do it. If I had room for a fifth or a sixth, I probably would do it. But I know. I get set in my way, and it's just like, this is how I'm doing it, and I'm going to keep. With this stack here, I had found off Amazon, it's just a little greenhouse, wire greenhouse that had a little plastic cover that went over it with 4 shelves. Put lights on. There's 3 lights on each one. We have 3 grow lights. It's just 2 foot by like 18 inches. Those are small cement mixing trays just from Home Depot. And then we had some plastic that we happened to get from a friend from a chiropractor. He had a sign that he'd pulled down. Just drill holes in it. Stuff that we could find. With these, I had to add more water and nutrients. It would, the plant would use it up. The plants would use it up faster than they would grow. I also found, like with this system here, I found that I had too much weight for the shelf system. It worked fine until one of my kids decided to try to move it, and then the whole thing would tilt, and they piled stuff up underneath it so it didn't tip over. So I have found that as long as it never got moved, it worked fine. And I ended up just putting a couple nails behind it and some boards to straighten it back up. This was an experiment that worked, but it didn't work for us. So we use it one time a year now, and that's just to grow plants for outside, and the rest of the year it sits. And a big part of it was the lights. Just they hurt your eyes enough that when you go in the room, it was uncomfortable to be in there. So you'd go in and immediately shut all the lights off on it. Our neighbors, you drive past the house, and that one room was glowing pinkish purple.
And I really wondered what.
Yes. An upstairs room that's just, and it's facing the road.
They're like, what happened?
Yes.
I mean, you have dreads, so it must not be.
The white lights, the ones we use for the lettuce on that rack. And for the rack, you can't see it much, but it's just a wire rack, 4 foot wide, that's, I don't know, that tall. And just one plant once, and then she sets aloe vera and other plants on the top shelf. So it's just the one shelf of that's what we grow everything on. So the
grow lights would be too, not mess up his rotation.
We could.
So are your grow lights mounted on one of the levels of your rack system?
They're mounted. They're just on one shelf and then below's the plants.
How much space do you have between the top
shelf? So the next shelf up is about right there. So you're about 10 inches, and the lights are actually sitting on that shelf. Yeah, mainly because the fixture we have has side deflectors that point down, and the top, every time I try to hang it, it would shift. It wouldn't stay where I wanted it. The one I'm doing the new one I'm doing outside, it's a 2 foot by 4 foot wire shelf from Home Depot. I don't even know if I have any pictures of it with me. And that one, I mounted the lights to the bottoms of the shelves, and they're an LED light. They're still those pink ones is the drawback. That I'm going to put in on an outside shed, a shed that we don't use much, and just put in there. It's dark. There's no – and we're not in there often and plan in there. Then you're only going in there once or twice a week, and for that once or twice a week, I'll go in, shut the lights off, and let them go. The holes, I think on that paper, I think I have the hole saw size. That's the one thing. The other thing I had to buy was the hole saws. I always thought I had every size you needed. And then I found out, no, I didn't. I needed these two, and this is the only time I've ever needed them. 2 1/8 inch and 2 7/8. I do. Yes. Going back, I would just use the smaller size. The bigger size worked. They worked at the time, and they worked for learning. But, yeah, feel free to come up and grab anything. Take a look at anything you want, anything that's here. Absolutely.
What would you say is the time investment each week when you're replanting? Like, now that you know what you're doing, how long does it take to reset up the bin?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's...
By the time you mix the water, it's going to take like 5 to 10.
Yeah. A lot of times I have an 11-year or 12-year-old. He helps a lot. He likes doing it. It doesn't... You measure out the nutrients, get the hot water. I just do it in the kitchen and then dump it in. Well, I use the hot water now more. I had a mortar mixer for like mixing drywall mud that you'd put in a drill and spin it. So it's big mixer. I put in a drill and spin it. That's what I had been doing, and then just using water. After I discovered if you use hot water, they dissolve quicker, then I don't use that much anymore. I actually was trying to find it to bring it, and I couldn't even find it because I don't use it.
So you mix them with hot water each separately and then put them in the water?
Nope. I just mix the calcium nitrate first. And the only reason I do it first is in hot. Is because it doesn't dissolve as well. And if I mix it first, it'll dissolve quicker. And then when you mix this in, the water will stay clear. It'll dissolve. You can't tell it's there. As soon as you mix the master blend in, the water will turn a yellowish color, and you can see that something's in there. So I will just dump in the 8 grams of calcium nitrate for the 4 gallons of water. Then I'll dump in the master blend and then the salt, and then fill the bucket up the rest of the way to the 4-gallon mark. I just took a 5-gallon bucket from Ace or wherever, just regular 5-gallon bucket, and just measured, marked a 2-gallon mark, 3-gallon mark, and a 4-gallon mark. That way, if I'm doing 2, I could try and mix 6 gallons. I spent about 5 minutes a week doing it. After we've got the lettuce, I harvest it. What I will do with the plugs is I will pull out all the roots that I can, just pull off what I can, pull the plant and the stem out from the center hole, and then I will throw that plug aside and grab a new one. And then when I have a few of the used ones, I will just take a set them out in the sun to let them dry, and then I'll re-soak them in water and reuse them. You can get, if you get like moss growing on them, as it stays damp, moss will start growing on the plugs, and when I reuse them the second time, there will be moss on it. I found it really doesn't affect the lettuce at all. And I haven't messed with reusing them more than once.
Other than tomatoes, is there anything else you wouldn't waste your time growing?
Any of the high water users, like cucumbers, all that stuff, any of those plants that gets big, I myself won't mess with. I have known people that have done it. You spend a lot doing Kratky system, because the idea of Kratky is once you add it, you don't have to mess with it anymore. You don't have to add water. You don't have to. It's just once you're done, you put it up, you're done till the plant's done growing. Any of those tomatoes, cucumbers, any of those type of plants, you've become more of a hydroponic system, where hydroponics, it still uses the water and the nutrients. it just, you're having to add more, you're having to keep more water there. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of a guy that he told me that he grew a tomato in a big Rubbermaid garbage can, and thought he would have enough water to make it through the whole thing, and he still had to add water out of the big 55-gallon garbage can. The tomato used more water than that held before it was done. So for me, the purpose of it was mainly because of the lettuce. Just the amount of money that you spend buying a head of lettuce at the store, or a bag of lettuce already, you're $3-$4. I mean, if it's on sale, you're $2 for a bag of lettuce.
I'm asking mostly I hate salad. Unless you float it with almonds and walnuts, cranberries.
Well, I'm not gonna say I load it with stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you eat a salad, it's loaded, it's not just lettuce.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
Feta cheese, strawberry.
Right.
Yeah. When I used to travel a lot for work, and if my wife made me a sandwich, I always wanted lettuce on it. I wanted a piece of cheese and ham and Miracle Whip or mayo is not a sandwich. You have to have everything on it or else I don't want it.
It's true.
So that's where I did the bibless, because it was my favorite lettuce for a sandwich. And spinach the same way. For us, the 4 plants a week works. Now, if you don't like lettuce much, you may not use as much. You may be able to look at a smaller container, or what? Chard grew a lot.
Really good. I only used it occasionally. I didn't love the flavor of the leaf. We would use the stem for breakfast. Like we would saute it.
We grew some red vein sorrel in there, and that was pretty good. We liked that with just sauteed with eggs. It really just, every time we try something new, it still just comes back to we go to the same 3 items, because that's what always gets eaten at our house.
Do you know if anybody takes regular hydroponics and just plugs it into either their house, their sprinkler system, irrigation, etc.?
So, yes. If you do regular hydroponics, with the system I'm building now, it'll have a float valve. The bottom tank, I do everything with stuff I could find. It's a big tank, about 2 feet by 20 inches, 24 by 20 inches. It's about 3 feet tall, but I'll cut it shorter. And that I'm going to plumb in. It'll have a float valve like you use for a stock tank, and it'll hook up to the hose so that it's always topped off. And then I will have to reuse the meter and make sure and just check my nutrients and make sure if they get too low to add more. But I'm building it more as a long-term system to try and grow some of those other plants in that will take 2-3 months to fully develop. If you go to the grocery store, if you start looking around in the produce section, you'll notice a lot of the stuff, if you start looking at it, is hydroponically grown.
Sprouts?
Yeah. They're all, yeah. Down by Nephi, there's a large tomato farm that grows hydroponic tomatoes, and they also use their next to one of the Rocky Mountain Power's power plants. They use the extra heat from the power plant to heat their greenhouses and keep everything warm in there. I've looked at growing strawberries that way. There's one podcast I listened to. The guy did try growing strawberries. He set up 4-inch pipes, drill holes in them for these little net pots to sit into. And he had them in a tower. So they were on the side of a building, and there's 3 levels. So the water would flow in the top one. It would run through, and then at the other side, it had where you set your water height, you had a drain that ran down to the next one. So it went through all 3 of them. So when you turn it on, it would just run through all 3 of them, and then he had it set up on a timer to run. After a couple years of doing it, he ended up taking it down. He said that it dipped. He didn't get the results out of it he wanted, and his grandkids would pick them and eat them before he ever got anything.
So, and our neighbors have a thing set up too, where they got pipe, and they put up down on the ground, and they drilled the hole for those heavy cups, And they did the same thing, pump system that went through the pipes, and they just had it, you know, like an E shape on the ground. And then they bought a reusable grocery bag and stuck soil in it. And they put the plant in there, and then they cut a hole in the bottom of the bag and stuck it on top of that. And then the plants grow in that, and they don't have to ever weed or anything.
So the plant grows in here in the water, and then as it grows up, it goes through the dirt and comes out the dirt that's in the bag.
Yeah.
I asked her if she reused them, and she said no, because they're cheap. So she would just go buy more.
And that's where we've got to with the lettuce. We've tried to do everything we can to make it easy to always have fresh greens available and as cheap as I can get it. Now, just using dirt would be cheaper, but now I have the time commitment. I'm always going out to get it, and our soil is not very good at our house, so I'd end up buying peat moss and buying potting mix to make good soil. With these little plugs, they just became, and I'm sure there's better stuff. This is just what I found, and it worked, and I was acceptable with the $17 price to split them in half, and I have 100 of them. So, K-R-A-T-K-Y. So, there's, on that form, at the very last page, and if you want, I could send you an emailed copy of it where the links will work. But there's some links there at the bottom of it that are the one that's from Hawaii University. That's the professor that came up with it. That's where it goes, and it has the links to all of his information on it. He'll go into more about why you need certain nutrients. And for me, once we got it going, it's like, okay, perfect. I'll stick with this. It works. He'll go into exactly, well, you need this nutrients for this and why. And depending on the type of plants you're growing, where you need to change different nutrients for different types of plants. So, but if you just use dirt, it does. I can't cut the bottoms out if I just use dirt. I have to use one that's whole. And then if you take a piece of paper towel and set in there, that'll hold the dirt from falling through. So, I just don't have good enough dirt to go in my garden and dig a shovel load and get. I ended up using a potting mix. And really, it came down to whatever was easiest for me and quickest to just get in there, get it done, and move on. Typically, this is a Sunday job. That's when I do it. Only because that's the only time I find that I can regularly get to it and plant.
Do you do peppers?
We've done peppers to start outside, but not to grow out. The podcast of the guy that I learned it from, he did strawberries. I haven't. You could. You'd have to have water. And with the system I'm building, I'm hoping to do some of those things. But they have the pipe, and they'll have holes in it with one of these cups in there. They'll plant their seed in that cup. Then they'll take the reusable grocery bags, those like the shopping bags. They'll cut a hole in the bottom of that and put over top of this. And then the plant, and that's full of dirt. So the plant grows through here. And the seed will germinate and go up through the dirt. For me, this is simple. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.